Inside Mac.
Welcome to the Inside Mac radio program. We take a lighthearted look at all things Macintosh, and we have some great stuff for you today. The Inside Mac show is brought to you by Micromat, makers of TechTool Pro 4 and the brand new Protégé. You can check them out at micromat.com. DVD-XDV, the software. If you have content on a DVD, want to pull it off, bring it into QuickTime, Final Cut Pro, Final Cut Express, iMovie, you name it, check it out. DVDXDV.com. Lynda.com for the place for online training for your Mac. Over 11,000 titles, all online. Great movies you can watch right on your computer. Check them out. Lynda, LYNDA.com. MCE Technologies, the place to upgrade your PowerBook, your G4, your G5, super drives, memory, hard drives, you name it. And they're also a Apple authorized reseller, so you can pick up a brand new MacBook Pro right from MCE Tech. You can check them out at mcetech.com. And our media partners of Creative Pro, the place to go for creative information. If you do anything creative, they have great forums, a tip newsletter, cool stuff, creativepro.com. Mac Update, the place for Macintosh software updates. The Digital Production Buzz of Philip Hodgetts at digitalproductionbuzz.com. And the official printer of the Inside Mac radio program, Printing for Less. Check them out at printingforless.com. How you doing, Brad?
Hey, doing great, Scott.
How's things going?
Things are going great. Gosh, was it this week they had Project Origami came out? Microsoft announced that. And I thought the funniest thing that they said was, boy, it looks like another Newton. I apologize to Newton fans, but it just said, wow, it's another Newton.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be some, I don't know. It might be cool.
It could be, you know, I mean, but it was just, it was nice that there was no teeth in it. I think that's a good thing. It's like, you know, good thing for Apple, good thing for all of us that, you know, there's not some device that'll be rebooting every 3 minutes while you're trying to listen to music.
It probably will though, right? Isn't the thing running on Windows?
Yes, it is.
So there you go.
And it's probably got viruses and everything coming at you, you know.
Yeah, it'll be fun stuff. Something to look forward to.
Something to look forward to. It's going to be nice.
Apple released their first full movie on iTunes.
Yes, that's the trial that, you know, I think that's basically the let's see if we can handle it sort of thing. If people are interested, more to follow. I think that's what
full movie $9.99 for the download.
That's a great deal.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. I mean, that beats going back to coming back to Blockbuster and paying all those late fees, you know, and everything.
Well, pretty much. I mean, you own the movie as long as you have your Mac.
Yeah, it opens up a whole lot of possibilities. I think it's a great test because we can find out if people will be able to download those movies quick enough on the computer, because that's a pretty big stream. 500, that's basically about the size of a CD coming down through the internet.
So 500 meg, but you know, it shouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, I've never tried to do when I've tried to do a 500 meg download, it takes hours.
Yeah, your connection is slow.
My connection is slow. I need to go talk to my my provider. I need fiber.
You do. They're doing fiber now in parts of where you guys are at.
Yes. I think that even if someone even close to me had a fiber connection, they could just broadcast it wirelessly to the rest of us. It would be good too as well.
There you go.
Solid. It's like put a base station with a Pringles can and we're good.
That's it. So, but you know, it's very interesting that they're doing this and it's a good test.
It really is interesting. I mean, it definitely looks like, you know, and everybody picked up on it and saying, this could be something, you know, something future could be, something in the future could be coming down the pipe that would be maybe movie related.
Yeah.
I know a friend of mine just got he has a great little podcast that I sent you the link for last night. His guy's named Greg Benson. He has a company called Mediocre Films. And he's been doing these great little short films for years. And he's out there. You just have to look in iTunes for Mediocre Films and take a look at him because they are funny. I mean, I think they're funny. I think they're great.
I think they were great, too.
They're great, too.
Cool
stuff. Really good stuff.
We have a pretty cool show lined up for everybody today. We have Photoshop World coming up here next week, so we sort of have a Photoshop theme today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have later on here, we're going to have Philip Hodgetts, of course, doing the weekly post news. Andy Shallett's going to be on doing the Mac design out of the box tip. Sam's going to be with us doing his cool Mac picks. We're going to have the legendary Burt Monroy in studio here in a few minutes, talking about what Burt's up to. Got a brand new painting he's releasing at Photoshop World. In the second hour, we're going to have David Lawrence on talking about the NAB Podcasting Summit. We're going to have Kevin Ames, and then later on, we're going to have Colin Smith from Photoshop Cafe. So, interesting lineup. We got Photoshop World next week. You can check that out at photoshopworld.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Inside Mac Show.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD-XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD-XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast-quality video. Video clips from DVD-XDV are ready to use in iMovie. iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com. Macintosh for the new millennium.
This
is Inside Mac.
Inside Mac.
Get on live now at 800-490-0058 or email us at radio@insidemac.com.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. We take a lighthearted look at all things Macintosh, and this part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by Micromat, makers of Protégé, the brand new FireWire hard drive solution for fixing your Mac if it gets a little sick on the road. Plug it in, boot off the FireWire, solid state deal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Boot it up, fix your stuff, done. Comes with three or four pieces of Micromat software, and it's a 1 gigabyte FireWire flash drive.
Yeah.
It'll actually boot off the thing.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a great idea. So you can check that out at micromat.com. Right now we have on the line Philip Hodges, the digital production buzzmeister, with all the post news fit to eat. How are we doing, Philip?
I'm doing much better than Keith Larson from the Connecticut Final Cut Pro user group was doing yesterday.
Oh, no, what happened?
user group leader nightmare. Keith has never had a guest cancel out on him before, and yesterday, for entirely legitimate reasons, all three of his guests had to cancel out.
All three. What bad luck is that?
Yikes. What did they do? Virtual user group meeting.
Really?
Yep, a little few phone calls, a few iChats, and Kevin Monahan, who's up in the Bay Area, and myself were the guests.
Oh, that's great.
It
was probably the best meeting ever, wasn't it?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but they've got a great group over there. I mean, Connecticut isn't the total hotbed of production that maybe Los Angeles or San Francisco or New York are. So there's not a lot of choice of guests, but there's a really enthusiastic group of young adults there. They actually, last year, they paid their own way to get to NAB, and they're doing the same thing again this year. Yeah, so that's a great group there. And speaking of remote distance and broadcasting, because that was all done with iChat AV, Apple have released the universal binary version of QuickTime Broadcaster.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So the 1.5.1 release is that Intel binary. You can run that on all sorts of new computers, and that looks like one more brick in the wall for me towards my inevitable MacBook Pro.
Oh, did you notice this? Final Cut Pro, if you go to the Apple Store, has a 3 to 4 week lead time all of a sudden.
Wow, I guess that's because they've got to get the universal binaries into the boxes.
Something like that.
That's what I'm waiting for, universal binary one, upgrade, $199.
Yes.
Yep, or $49 if you've got the full studio already.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yep, and DigiDesign have been busy this week. They've released the hybrid HD synthesizer plugin and the DV Toolkit 2 options.
Only $1,300.
Yeah, real cheap. Well, the hybrid HD synthesizer is only $250, so that's not too bad.
No, I saw that press release, but I didn't read it too closely. I'm assuming they've done more changes to the DV Toolkit to make it DV Toolkit 2.
I guess they have. I'm not familiar with what was in DV Toolkit 1, but you get the TF Space Native Edition, Convolution Reverb, Intelligent Noise Reduction, Vocal Line Project for Pro Tools, DigiDesign Profile Management Tool for working with large numbers of files, DigiTranslator 2, which is important to bring in your Final Cut Pro OMF, and also for Avid Express, and Pro Tools MP3 option for exporting mixes as MP3 files.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Always fun.
Oh, that's great.
Always fun.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And if you're into battery chargers, you know, this is an interesting area because batteries are and have been the bane of my life for almost my entire production career. I hate batteries.
Remember when they had NiCads? I remember those days. Be like, oh, I got 10 minutes of battery life. This is a 3-hour battery and has 10 minutes on it.
I've got to get my battery for my laptop because currently I can get it from my home office into the lounge room before it dies.
That's a battery failure right there.
Yeah. I think that's a battery failure there. I'm looking at the higher level charge ones from Newatech when I get around to doing that. But the battery charges for prosumer, you know, the D1U, the DVX100, those batteries haven't had a really pro-level charger before, the one that can fast charge it, discharge it before it charges, all of that good stuff that you pay for your Anson Bayer batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dolgan Engineering have got their TC400 fast charger. It's compatible with batteries from Sony, Camera, JVC, Canon, and Panasonic.
Oh,
by changing the plate.
Wow, that's great.
You can charge and discharge four batteries at a time, and you can charge the full real battery life, and you can charge it up in about an hour.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, I wonder how much that costs.
Four to shot, too. So you basically, in 1 hour, you get the whole day's worth of shooting.
Well, it's $495, and if you want the discharge unit as well, which you really do, that's another $99, another $100. Mm.
So it's on the same pricing as like an Anton Bauer charger, because those things cost, you know, $700 to $1,500.
It's doing the same job. It's doing the same job, so it's going to be in the same price range.
Mm. But then you can, your replacement batteries are going to be lower and smaller, too, so that's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all.
Yeah. So that's,
I added onto our website at digitalproductionbuzz.com an update on the social events at NAB that I know about. So you can start with a Boris user group event on Sunday afternoon if you're a Boris user. Sunday night will be the official Avid user group. Of course, the Digital Production Buzz Inside Mac Radio, we're going to be doing live shows from booth 1006 in the South Hall upper level. Every afternoon, Monday night, you can go to the Media Motion Ball, or you can go to an informal Avid event, Avid user group event, where you can swap a card, business card, for a drink at the Hard Rock Cafe, Central Bar.
Oh, that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Also, I think there's a, if you attend the Post-Production World Conference, there's a little gig going together on Sunday night that's sponsored by Akamai.
I believe you're right. Yes, I should get that one in there. But these are open to anybody. You don't have to sign up for the conference. Media Motion Ball is a full-pay, a fairly inexpensive $49 for a buffet, motivational speaker, and one of the best prize pools at NAB. I think there'll be typically $30,000 to $40,000 worth of prizes to give out.
Wow.
Yeah, I bought tickets to that one last year and never made it.
Well, buy them again this year and leave more food for me.
There you go.
Tuesday night, also at the Stardust, is the 11th Charles McConathy Digital Cafe that Promax put on, and that is a great event because they really summarize the key releases and announcements at NAB while there's still time for you to go back and look for something you've missed.
Then we got the Final Cut User Group Super Extravaganza over at the Rio Suites.
Yeah.
Exactly, on Wednesday night.
Lots of fun going on.
Hey, Philip, how do we get more information on the Digital Production Buzz?
Head over to digitalproductionbuzz.com. Join us live Thursday nights during the podcast after that.
Cool stuff. That was Philip Hodges, the Digital Production Buzzmeister. You're listening to the Inside Mac program. We'll be right back. You want to learn all the great software on your Macintosh and get up to speed instantly? Well, you need to check out Lynda.com. Lynda.com is an educational website that offers online movie training 24/7 on Flash, Photoshop, Dreamweaver, Illustrator, After Effects, and 160 other topics. Subscribe and learn from over 11,000 tutorials for as low as $25 a month. Visit Lynda, that's Lynda.com, to check out hundreds of free sample training movies and more.
Momentum for your Macintosh. Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
You wish to leave a record of your call.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by Lynda.com. That's Lynda, Lynda.com, the coolest place for online training. If you want to sit back, watch a movie on your Mac, your PowerBook, learn about anything from Final Cut Pro to Office to Flash, you name it, over 11,000 movies online. Check them out, Lynda.com. Right now we're here with Andy Shallett. Andy is the Mac design out-of-the-box graphic guru, and he's got a happy little tip for us this week. How you doing, Andrew?
Great, great. How are you guys? Good?
Oh, lovely. How are things where the gracious folk live there in Palos Verdes?
The gracious folk down here are doing just fine. But unfortunately, I've got... have you ever seen those guys standing around on the corners with the beards and the monk's robes and the sign that says the end is near?
No, I missed that one. Man, I'm missing out.
You're obviously not hanging out in San Francisco.
Seems every year the end just gets nearer, I guess, you know?
Well, yeah, I feel sort of like that guy because I was playing with that Pages, the 06 iWork thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And as a professional designer who uses InDesign and Quark on very few occasions now, I started to look at Pages, and I'm realizing that there's a revolution coming because these guys have done it again. They've simplified a lot of stuff, and they've made it accessible to a lot more people to get good design.
See, that's what I was saying last Saturday episode. Last week. And I just, you know, I think people are going to come around to that. And maybe Apple will come around to it and say, hey, wait, we got something serious here.
I think they do. I think that there's certain limitations, and that's why that sign that I'm holding up saying the end is near is still done in InDesign. And there's a reason why. And that's because the size of the sign I can manipulate. And I don't have to use fonts necessarily to send it off for the printer. What I mean is that pages is limited to the size of the paper, pretty much. It's got its preset templates, and until people start making third-party templates that are going to plug into it, you're pretty much limited to the 8.5 by 11, or I would assume in England the A4. But otherwise, it looks like it's a really robust application.
Yes.
And that's kind of scary. I mean, I feel sort of like the way photo typesetters felt, I think, about 15 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely no reason that they couldn't bring this further forward. I think you can set a custom... I think you can set a custom page size and make your own templates and do it that way.
But it's a little kludgy. Whereas, you know, we do this other stuff with InDesign, which is a beautiful application. Mm-hmm. I live in that. And there, of course, there are other limitations to pages. For instance, you can't convert type to outlines.
Right.
Which is a very important thing, and that would have been my normal tip today, would just to be to say when you're sending your things out to the press in InDesign, for instance, convert all of your type to outlines. That way you'll never have a font conflict.
See, that's so smart. That's the trick.
You see, because there are little things that happen always, you know, and it also is a nice little check, because it'll say if your font is not complete, if you don't have it, it's a PostScript font, and you don't have the extra piece to it, it'll say you can't make an outline out of this thing, and so you'll know, uh-oh, I made a mistake in choosing that font, and so you can change back. Now, these are the little things that might come up later on in pages, but right now that's at least one thing I'm going to cling to with white knuckles. As a follow-up, guys, if I got a few minutes, do you remember last week we were talking about the banana and the apple?
Yep, and we got about 40 seconds.
Okay, I'll just tell you that the card was not fried, the backlight was, because on this my friend's
PowerBook
that had the banana smashed into it, because we can plug in external monitors to it, and you can but his screen on the PowerBook is blank, but if you shine a light from behind through that white apple on the back, you can actually see stuff on his screen.
Oh, that's cool. You just need a little adapter now. Just a big light.
Right. It's like looking through one of those, you know, looking through a telescope, and you just see that little round thing.
It's interesting that it fried the backlight, but hey, Andy, how do we get more information from Andrew Shallot?
You can go to AndrewShallot.com or Shallot.com.
Cool stuff. That was Andy Shallot, the Mac Design Out of the Box Graphics Guru. We'll be right back.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
Informal. Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on. Call Scott now at 800-490-0058 or email us at radio@insidemac.com. Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show was brought to you by DVD-XDV. If you have content that's on a DVD and you want to pull off, get it into iMovie, Final Cut Express, Final Cut Pro, you name it, Avid, Nitro System, whatever it is, this is all you need. Check it out, DVDXDV.com. Right now we're joined by Sam Levin. Sam is the purveyor of the cool Mac pick segments of the Inside Mac radio program. How you doing, Sammy?
Yes, the purveyor. or some people call me the Mac Man.
Ah.
And actually, it's become much more than Mac these days, as we all know, given the iPod. And soon, I would say, there's going to be a lot of other consumer electronic and what I call platform-agnostic toys. But last week, we talked about the iPod Hi-Fi, which is the speaker, and as far as the case that Waterfield says he's going to start designing. Well, I actually bought one, guys, last week and brought it home and hooked it up, and I call it the party speaker. The first-hand reports, I think, are really, really good. I think the iPod Hi-Fi delivers great, crisp sound. It's designed specifically for an iPod, but you don't have to have an iPod. You can plug in an aux-in with the aux-in jack to a cable to any MP3 device and use it as a speaker and as a stereo device. Mm-hmm. So you can plug it into your stereo.
Right into got digital in. Yeah.
It's got digital in. I'm very impressed by it. The only thing that I would critique is that, hey, it would be nice to have better treble controls for being close up. It's not meant to be a desktop speaker.
Yeah, what it's missing is tweeters. I mean, that's the one thing, is that it basically tops out at like 16 kilohertz. And, you know, and tweeters could have been really small. I wish I could just saw a hole in there and put some tweeters in and wire them in.
I think that will come with the next rev, but I really like it. You know, tonight I'm bringing it to a friend's place, and she's having this little wine reception, and it fills an entire room. And a lot of single speakers really don't do that. You have to go and set up a bunch of different speakers and this and that. They've done a really nice job. It's available from Apple for $349. I like it. I want better controls for treble. I'm sure that's coming. It comes with a remote, by the way. So it's kind of like a universal dock built in. I really like it. It's called the Apple iPod Hi-Fi. And also, Vaha has come out with a whole new line of iPod cases. They've now adopted the Rivet system, and Rivet is a clip system, unlike the Ultra Clip. If you remember, Scott, you have worn yours off because he's used his Ultra Clip on his Trio case from Vaha so much. But they're now using Rivet, and Rivet allows you to clip many different type of adapters to the back of Vaha's cases. So if you want to clip it to the car, or clip it to your belt, there's different clips that clip on the system. It's called Rivet, and that's from Vaha. They've come up with a whole new line. They've even got a bling-bling line with jewels embedded in the case. I have no idea how much it costs, but I bet you it's like $200. But check it out at Vaha.com, or actually Vaha Cases, V-A-J-A, Cases.com. They're out of Buenos Aires. They're going to send us a bunch. We're going to give some away to people that email us in the next few weeks. They promised to give us a few cases, so I thought that was kind of cool, and we could play with those. And they make them for every iPod, including all the way from the original 5 gigabyte.
Thank you so much, Sammy. You can check out more information on Sam Levin's Cool Mac Picks at InsideMacRadio.com. Sam is here every week with the coolest information on the coolest new products that's out for the Mac, for iPods, you name it. If it's happening, Sammy's got his finger on it. You're listening to the Inside Mac Radio program. We'll be right back.
Consulting is a new service that offers troubleshooting, training, advice, and technical support to Mac users. Our expert technicians will resolve your Mac problems quickly, painlessly, and inexpensively. We guarantee it. To find out more, visit www.boblevitis.com or give us a call at 408-627-7577. My name is Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis, and I approved, wrote, and produced this message.
Momentum for your Macintosh. Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
You wish to leave a record?
record of your call.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by MCE Technologies. You want to put a new SuperDrive in your PowerBook, your G4, your G5, 16X dual layer in a G4, G5, G3, and an 8X dual layer in a PowerBook. Check them out, mcetech.com. Right now, we're joined in studio by a good buddy of mine, the king, literally, of Photoshop, Burt Monroy. So tell me, we have Photoshop World coming up here in about a week.
That's right. Yep, in Miami, starting, I'm going to be there on Monday. I think it starts on Wednesday.
Now, you're going to be teaching a bunch of stuff, but you're actually unveiling a brand new painting.
That's right, yep. It's my first and, I dare say, my last panorama.
Yeah?
Took almost a year to do, yep, almost a year. I kept losing it along the way. I kept, you know, wanting to go to the next one, and I started losing interest. It was a tough one. It was really tough to finish this
How
thing.
Big of a panoramic spread did you do?
Well, it's 10.5 feet wide. That'll give you an idea. It's 10.5 feet wide by 42 inches high. So it's pretty big. Yeah, it's more than I've ever accomplished before.
All done from scratch in Photoshop.
All from scratch, yeah.
How much, what's the pixel amount of pixels that was, what's the resolution of that?
Well, the flattened file is 1.7 gigabytes. It's done at 360, and it's that big, so it's a big file. The flattened file is really huge.
Wow.
It was the kind of working files that, you know, when you hit save, mm-hmm. it meant going to the bathroom or something.
I was thinking maybe come back next week, you know?
Yeah, it was a long process every time.
How many layers in an image that big?
Well, it's made up of about maybe, I would say, some 50 different files, and each file can have a few hundred layers. I would say, if I was to count them all, they'd be somewhere between 5,000 and 8,000 layers.
Wow.
8,000 layers, and it doesn't crash. What kind of computer did you use?
Well, keep in mind that all those layers are not in one file. So I worked in many different files. Okay, there's a little, every small part of this. In fact, the whole thing was broken up into 6 different main sections. And each of those sections were broken up into many multiple files that made up those sections.
So then you just kind of composited things together once it was
right,
flattened.
Right, exactly. So each file had its own alpha channels, its own path, its own layers, and so on. They all relate to the overall file, what I call the composite file. That's where I assemble everything, but all these other files have all their individual pieces, so it makes it a little easier. Still, it was pretty big. Average working files were between 900 megabytes and 5 gigabytes, so they were pretty big files.
Is that dual G5 there?
A dual G5, yeah. Mm. With a lot of memory and a tremendous amount of scratch disk space.
Yeah.
Wow.
Using your Cintiq?
Of course.
Yeah.
I love that thing. Unfortunately, I was still working on the 18-inch until about halfway through the painting. Then I got the new 21-inch, which I wish I had from the beginning because, you know, the real estate was so crucial to work on a piece this huge. So I definitely work on a Cintiq. It's the only way to go at this point.
Wow. So what are we teaching at Photoshop World? You're going to be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week.
Well, my first session, which is usually right after the keynote, deals with my paintings. And that's the one where I'm going to introduce the painting. I'm going to show it for the first time and cover a lot of different aspects of how I used a vanishing point, how I use layers, how I use all the different things to make this painting. So I'll talk about textures and basically teach people how I created it. I have another session, which is a update of a previous session, which is combining Illustrator and Photoshop together. And then I have a new session, which deals with the pen tool, in which I'm going to outline how to use the pen tool and how I use it and all the stuff that I do.
Wow.
So if people aren't familiar with the Cintiq is the Wacom tablet that basically has an LCD screen embedded into it, and you can draw right on the screen.
Right on the screen, mm-hmm. right, which it's kind of like going back full circle. I used to work with the brush right on the canvas, and then I went to that little bar of soap on the side. Then I went to the stylus, but it was still on the side, and now I'm back to painting directly on the screen. And there's something to be said about the hand-eye coordination. When you're actually looking at your hand doing the strokes, it really frees you to a lot more than was there before.
Yeah.
By actually looking at your hand and where it's going to go and from place to place, it just makes a real smooth kind of a painting. Since I started using the Cintiq 4 paintings ago, you could see the difference. The details are more flowing rather than tiny vectors that are making up the details. Details are made up of brush strokes. So it starts to come back to the way I used to work.
Do you mirror also to another monitor? Or
yes, I work on multiple monitors. I have a monitor where I have my where I'm looking at the image at 100% because I'm usually working at like 1600%, so I'm really closed in on it. So I work on another monitor that has my views, so I can see how it is that it's looking. And then I have another monitor where I keep all the tools.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. So it is very much worth. I have the Wacom tablet. I mean, many people have a Wacom, but I don't have the Cintiq. That sounds like a really worthwhile.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. It just makes it a lot easier on the back. It's easier on the hand. It's much better way to work. And now I use this new little gadget from Logitech, which I can pretty much eliminate the interface. So wherever my cursor is, I have all my tools at my disposal. It's all right there in front of me. So I just click on something. There it is. I need it. I grab it, and then I continue working. So it just has made the workflow a lot easier.
That's really amazing. That's incredible. Wow.
There's another special session at Photoshop World. It's an evening with Bert. What's that about?
Actually, that's not at Photoshop World. That's at Mac Live.
Okay.
In New York.
So you're doing the Mac Live gig. Let's talk about that one real quick, because you're doing an evening with Bert Monroy.
Yeah, that's actually something that grew out of what used to be called the Mac Design Conference, okay, from the old magazine, but now it's Mac Live. And an evening with Bert Monroy is just me sitting around with a couple of hundred close friends, and just talking about how I work, my philosophy behind my work, and just kind of hanging out and just taking it easy.
Cool. So, Bert, what else have you been up to here lately? I know you've been doing a lot of stuff with the Adobe Photoshop seminar tours.
Yeah, actually, those are doing really well. I average about 600 people per city. I'm doing two cities a month, and I'm just now starting to work on a new tour for next year, a whole different kind of direction. The creativity tour deals with deep understanding of all the facets of Photoshop, whereas the new one, which I'm tentatively calling the alternate reality tour, which is more for photographers, not how to take pictures, but what to do with those pictures afterwards, how to alter pictures, how to change the atmosphere, how to change the lighting, how to composite different things and make them work together. So I'm putting together a whole new tour for next year, which I'll probably take to a couple of cities a month again.
Wow, keeping that busy.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of traveling, too. Besides the geek cruises, I got to go to Puerto Rico, and it's the first time I actually did my class in Spanish.
Really? How'd Spanish. That go?
It was really good. For the first 2 minutes, I was a little nervous because I'd never done it in Spanish before. Spanish is my first language, but dealing with technology, I never, you know, talking to your mother, you don't talk about computers and stuff. So I started talking, and all of a sudden it just started flowing, and it was real easy. So now I'm going to Santo Domingo in August. All of a sudden I got this whole new market that I'm going after.
The whole South America.
All South America,
well, there's an enormous underserved Latin population in the United States and really in the world. So there's a whole lot of – plus and there's some nice places in there too as well.
Yeah, Puerto Rico is really
so it's
nice.
Like, yes, I mean there's a – yeah.
Yeah, Grafica del Caribe, which was the show I just did, was pretty well attended. It was a lot of really cool people. And it was interesting because in the room I asked, there was about a little under 200 people in the room, and I asked how many people did not understand English, and only one hand went up. So that made it easier right there because I knew I could switch between the two languages. But I didn't have to. I just went through it, and it was funny, and we had a good time, and the people really enjoyed it, and they got a lot out of it. So it was a lot of fun to do. So it's a whole market that I never went after before. So
yes.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, my books have been translated to Spanish, but
now you can directly do it yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have anything lost in translation.
Yeah, I'll stick layer in there and RAM, you know, certain things. but that's the same thing in Japan. You know, they're translating you, and every now and then you'll hear RAM, layer.
RAM.
Exactly. Yeah.
We have about 40 seconds left in the segment. Maybe you can hold on for a few. We come back. Sure. I want to talk about the stuff you're doing with Lynda.com.
You got
all the great movies you're doing and training, your setup, and you're redoing your studio.
Oh, yeah, that too. You heard about that.
So yep. Let's hold on. We'll talk about that and then all the cool things coming up here at Photoshop World. So we're going to be hanging out next week. It's going to be great.
Yep.
Weather should be nice in Miami.
Oh, it should be wonderful.
It was great in Orlando last week, 87.
I know, and I came back to
humidity.
to snow on Grizzly Peak.
Only 60% humidity? That's a record.
It was pretty nice, yeah. You're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. We're here with Bert Monroy. We'll be right back.
Creative Planet Communities present the Digital Production Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Production, post-production, distribution. what's really happening now and in your digital future. The Digital Production Buzz, live Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. Archives and podcast immediately after.
Inside your life,
business, your home,
inside
your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by Mac Update. If you want the coolest software updates for your Mac, get in quick, get out, not a lot of ads, make your Mac happy and updated free, check it out, macupdate.com. We're here with Burt Monroy, the legendary photorealistic artist in Photoshop, and we've been talking about Photoshop World and all the stuff coming up here next week that Burt's up to, but let's talk about some of the other things you do. You do training videos for lynda.com.
Yeah, I do. In fact, it's been kind of difficult for me to get another title out because finding the time to go down to Ojai has been kind of tough, but what they did is they just set me up in my studio so I could start recording at home. Of course, I haven't been home much lately, but my next title I'm going to produce right at home, so it'll make it a lot easier and faster that I can get things out. Yeah, I love the stuff that they do. I like the quality of their videos, and I've done pretty well with the stuff I did for them, so I'm going to hopefully do a lot more.
Now, you've done how many titles for Lynda now?
Only two full titles, yeah. But I'm working on two more.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You got a new show coming up, new podcast.
Yeah, actually, I didn't know it was going to be my show, but Kevin Rose from the old Tech TV fame, Screensavers, he wanted me to come down and shoot some podcasts. And I actually thought I was going to be guesting on his show. It turns out when I get there that it was my own show. So I kind of reworked the material a little bit so I wouldn't have different intros and stuff. But yeah, we taped the first four shows. And just yesterday, I saw the intro animation and the stuff that they're working on. It should be live pretty soon.
Cool.
I don't have an actual date yet, but it should be soon.
So this is basically sit down with Burt and learn goodies and...
Yeah, just doing all my fun stuff on screen and hopefully doing it a lot slower than I used to do on a screensaver so people can actually learn rather than just get wowed.
Yeah, because before it was like, blah, 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 hurry up, go.
Yeah, you know, you got 6 minutes and Leo would take 2 minutes to talk, so that means I had 4 minutes to do some kind of a trick, and hopefully people would learn.
Well, this won't be live, so now you can edit
no, this
all
won't be right, exactly.
You can edit
take
all
out
of
time and do it all, you know. You know, it's funny, you know, when it's live, you just go through it. When it's not live, you tend to make mistakes. I guess it's in the back of your head, you know you can edit, so you tend to make mistakes. When I was live, we very seldom made mistakes. I did some like 50 shows on Tech TV, and I think we had two mistakes, and they weren't mine. It was technical error. One, the mouse didn't work. Another, the screen connection wasn't going, something. But when it's live, you just go through it. When it's not live, you kind of slack off a little bit.
Mm. Right, it's like doing the radio program here. It's live, but if we try to sit down and record something in the studio otherwise,
you do it
four times.
Not always. Actually, you do pretty good, actually. You did really good.
I'm surprised you go through that whole list of who's sponsoring you without making a single flub there. You did pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, it's that live thing. Like you said, your brain's conditioned of, okay, you got to do it. You got one shot.
Yeah.
You're redoing your studio.
I've kind of outgrown my studio. It's just grown around me. It's just so crowded at this point. I keep throwing things away, and I got rid of all the software. I still don't have enough room. So for the past year and a half, we've been looking for a new house where I can have a bigger studio, but we can't find anything that gives me the same feeling of my current house.
Price is the Bay Area a little high.
Yeah, right. So we decided to I'm going to tear down the studio and build it new. In fact, right now we're in the process of going through the city, and putting the plans in and see if we get approved. And hopefully we'll break ground in June. Tear the studio down and build a whole new studio.
It's the Burt Monroy Towers just rising up out of...
we've toyed with that idea of a second floor, but not yet. Yeah. My neighbors are all fine. In fact, one of my neighbors is going to let me store all the stuff from my studio now in her house.
Sure they will. They'll play with it, too.
Yeah. And I'm going to move the working studio into my house, so it's going to be a little crowded for, I figure, 6 months. They're telling me it'll take 2 months. Mm-hmm. But I did an extension once that said 4 to 6 months, and a year later I was still working on it. So I'm figuring on 6 to 8 months for the studio. But yeah, it's gonna be cool. It'll give me the room that I need, and it'll improve the property too. It would be nice. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get to stay there in the great place you're at.
Yeah, I plan to stay there for at least another 10-15 years. So I've been there for 12 years now, so I'd like to stay there for a lot longer.
Right, pretty soon the mortgage will be paid off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pushing close to that 30-year mark, so.
Very close, yeah.
Bert, we got about 50 seconds here. How do we get more information on Bert Monroy, what you're up to, your training, all the stuff?
No, actually, it's all on my website, bertmonroy.com. It's right there on the homepage. There's the news and events, and it has a pretty accurate list of where I'm going to be, and it's all there.
Cool. And you're going to be at Photoshop World next week with a really cool keynote deal?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a very fun thing. Yeah. The part of the keynote, so it should be a lot of fun. People get a good laugh out of it.
Yeah, so we'll be there. I'm going to record the keynote in its entirety, so it'll be up on InsideMac.com. And you won't get the visuals, but it'll be pretty cool.
Cool.
Hang out in Miami, have a little bit of fun. The weather should be nice.
It should be really nice. We'll sit down, have pina coladas, and enjoy the sun.
There you go. That was Bert Monroy. You're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. Next up in the second hour, we have David Lawrence talking about the NAB Podcasting Summit. We have Kevin Ames and Colin Smith from Photoshop Cafe. More information, go to www.insidemacradio.com. We'll be back in a few.
If you want to keep up with the world of Macintosh, there's only one place that will provide everything you need to know, and always first. MacMinute.com is a leading source for up-to-the-minute Mac news. Updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, MacMinute has all the news and industry information weeks before the magazines. Why be the last to know when Mac news breaks? Visit MacMinute.com.
You are Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. We take a lighthearted look at all things Macintosh, and we have a cool show lined up for everybody today. This part of the Inside Mac radio program is brought to you by Creative Pro. If you want to get all the cool tips, if you're creative about Photoshop, Illustrator, Flash, you name it, if you create something on your Macintosh, the place to find the coolest tips, information, forums, tips, everything, creativepro.com. So we just had Bert Monroy in studio.
Oh, he's awesome. Yeah, he's good.
His paintings are unreal.
Cool.
And I can't wait to see this new 10-foot-wide panorama.
Yeah, it's like, that's probably one of the largest projects in Photoshop. You know, well, gosh, I don't know if anyone's ever created anything that big. That's got to be one of the largest.
You look at his paintings, they are so detailed. And if you go to BertMonroy.com, you can see these online.
Yeah.
They're so realistic, you could swear they're a photograph.
Wow.
And they're all done by hand.
Oh, wow.
All in Photoshop. He uses Illustrator for certain things. But it's all basically compiled and done in Photoshop. And, I mean, you look at the detail on some of these ones he's done. He likes to do a lot of neons and signs and old signs and marquees. And you can just zoom in on when he's showing you this stuff live and he's got it in his Mac.
Uh-huh.
He can zoom in 1600% on a light bulb and the filaments in there.
Wow.
It's crazy. He doesn't just sort of skimp on it. He gets to the details like it's unbelievable.
That's amazing. That's just amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's pretty cool. So.
Wow. I like the idea of these using a Wacom Cintiq. That means more excuse that I've got to go out and get one
you
of those
need a Cintiq.
Things.
I want one, too.
I know. I just like...
I'll have to get another graphics card for my G5 to run the Cintiq.
Can you
imagine
that?
230s in a Cintiq.
Yeah.
21-inch Cintiq.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think going forward, the future will just be like these monstrously huge graphics cards because, you know, Apple with their PCI bus, their PCI Express bus, you know, can take advantage of this thing like never before because they can move in and out of the GPU. I mean, you could have like a Mac with like 5 graphic cards, you know, or whatever, how many slots you'd have.
Well, look at that Top Daddy one they got now. The thing's like $1,600. That dual core, it's a dual processor graphics card, 512 mega RAM.
Wow.
It's that NVIDIA special workstation card.
Yeah.
It's like a $1,600 option.
Now you just
build order.
Yeah, and if you could just basically fill up all the slots, what do you have, three PCI Express slots in there?
It'll take at least two of those cards.
I'm not sure, but the bandwidth. But just imagine all of the GPU processing you could take advantage of for that.
Cintiqs are cool. The 21-inch one's a little spendy, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
A couple grand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's so cool to be able to write on the screen because like Bert said, it's like you're on paper or canvas or whatever.
Yeah.
As you draw, it happens. It's so... I played with the Wacom tablet stuff.
Yeah. I always find that. That's when I work with the Wacom, I always find it really difficult because, you know, you don't get the feedback.
Well, if you're used to it.
Yeah.
You know, you're using a mouse all the time or a PowerBook with your finger.
Yeah.
Then you grab the tablet.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while to get used to it. Now, you see all these guys that use them all the time, these Photoshop guys and photographers that are tweaking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Ames and Bert and all these guys, they just pick it up and do it because that's their mouse. They don't use a mouse.
Yeah.
They use the pen.
They use the pen, yeah.
But if you're just using something normally and grab the pen deal, it's sort of a... It's a different learning curve.
It's a hard learning curve.
But they're cool stuff.
Yeah, they're nice. I mean, they're definitely better than just trying to get the same work done with a mouse. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Especially if you're just doing masking or knocking out photos and whatnot, the Wacom is absolutely a must have.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
So later here on the show, next up here, we're going to have David Lawrence. David is one of the speakers on the NAB Podcasting Summit. So we're going to be talking with David about what he's going to be talking about at NAB about this whole podcasting revolution, this phenomenon.
The super radio king of the AM band. And David Lawrence just has a great show. He does a fantastic show.
He does. He does online tonight on Saturday evenings, and Monday through Friday is the David Lawrence show.
Yeah.
Where he expands more than technology and just gets into pop culture and, you know, all kinds of crazy
stuff.
You never know what you're going
to
find.
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to that show for years. He's just fabulous.
It's a bummer. You can get it here in San Francisco on KNEW, 9:10 a.m., the old CNET radio station on Saturdays.
Yeah.
With his online tonight. But during the week, you need to get XM or Sirius because there's no local affiliates. Now, other parts of the countries, you can hear him, you know, on terrestrial stations. But
yeah, that's a bummer.
XM or Sirius is on both of them. So,
yeah.
And that's interesting because I don't think a lot of guys are on, I guess some are on, but that are on both XM and Sirius satellite radio.
Yeah. Yeah, they like exclusivity, but the way those satellite services are going, you know, the amount of debt, their business model, I don't know. I hope that they can expand and find some more AM stations to broadcast.
I like the XM. I have an XM MiFi, the little Delphi iPod size thing.
Yeah.
It's great. My current car doesn't. The radio, something's weird with the FM deal, so
doesn't
quite I got
to get
it fixed.
Yeah.
And it's not a deal where I can replace the radio with a standard unit. So I'm sort of hosed. So my XM's not working right now. But I love XM.
XM's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just cool. Didn't your BMW have an option for XM or Sirius or something that was a factory option or no?
Probably does, but I just haven't gotten used to it yet.
Well, you got the iPod.
I got the iPod. That's all I need. Yeah, big knob.
You got the knob and the iPod. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. Next up here, David Lawrence we're going to talk about the NAB Podcasting Summit coming up here April 22nd and 23rd in fabulous Las Vegas. You're listening to the Inside Mac show. We'll be right back.
Do you want to find Macintosh software updates faster? Do you want to do this without paying a yearly fee or a site bogged down with tons of advertising? Do you want your software update site to offer you a free membership featuring custom watch lists, email update notifications, custom layouts, and more? Do you want to have the latest 15 Macintosh software updates streamed to your menu bar? Now, do you really want to know who this great website is for the best Macintosh software updates on the planet? It's MacUpdate.com. Check out MacUpdate. Visit www.macupdate.com.
Informal.
Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on. Call Scott now at 800-490-0058 or email us at radio@insidemac.com. Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by the official printer of the Inside Mac radio show, Printing for Less. If you need something made quick, fast, efficient, check them out, printingforless.com. Right now, we're joined by a good buddy of mine, the legendary David Lawrence.
Oh, man. I sound like I'm 90.
Not yet. But you are a legendary. You're the king.
Okay. If you say so, I shun that. I reject that wholesale, but I have had a great time and continue to have a great time in radio and in entertainment and so on. And so I thank you very much for that compliment, but it's wholly unnecessary, Scott, and the check is in the mail.
Okay. And David Lawrence also loves lobster bisque.
Oh, God, do I love lobster bisque. chunky chunks of lobster in the lobster bisque. Absolutely. Why would you bring that up of all things?
He's just jonesing for lobster bisque again. Yeah, it's like poor lobsters are running scared, you know?
God actually told me there's a Ruth Chris, I think in Seattle,
yep,
that serves breakfast.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you can get lobster bisque over scrambled eggs.
How decadent is that?
That rocks.
Oh, my God. All right. So now that we've got that out of the way, how can I help you, sir?
David, you are one of the speakers
on
the NAB Podcasting Summit.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm really looking forward to it coming up in April. It's going to be great. The fun part about doing this for radio people is, like, radio people kind of cock their head when they hear new technology and sort of look like a dog hearing a high-pitched whistle, you know. But podcasting, I think, you know, at least it connects to them because it's usually audio. Obviously, there are some video ones. But that kind of like, oh, well, maybe there's something I can do with that because, you know, it's audio. And I think there's a lot that people can do with it in the radio space that can make them money, that can take advantage of long-tail content that they create every day. And that's what we're going to be talking about at the NAB.
Yeah, now you're doing the actual session that's called Podcasts at New Revenues from Existing Content.
Yeah, I get to spill my guts on how I make money using podcasting with my show. And I'm just basically going to walk people through the process of what I do to maximize the audience that may not be there at the appointed time. You know, I'm on the air every night from 7 to 10 Pacific, and maybe or maybe not, people will be there to listen. And if they're not, you know, did I lose them? Did I not lose them? I don't know. But I can certainly give them opportunities to get the show in other ways, and podcasting is certainly one way to do that. And by podcasting, I mean feeding it to them via RSS and doing so through a subscription-based protected stream.
Right, because you're currently using a BitPass model.
Yeah, they created a whole project just for me. I mean, I just kvetched and kvetched and kvetched at them for almost a full year while RSS was sort of building steam. And finally, I said, look, please, there's this podcasting and portable media expo coming up in November. And this was like in July or August. Is there anything you can do? Because it was on the back burner. They have all these side projects that they were doing. And I said, please, please, please. And they did it, and it rocks. It's fantastic. And, you know, and people can take advantage of it now. It's a product that they offer. So if you have a podcast, if you're listening to the show, and you have a podcast that you've decided, hey, maybe people would pay for this outside the advertising model, maybe they pay a small subscription fee for it. And I mean small, like it could be a dime. That's the cool thing about BitPass is you can make your price a penny, a nickel, a dime. I would urge you to think bigger than that because perceived value is something that you might want to consider. But yeah, it's like, you know, I charge a quarter an hour to cover my bandwidth costs. And if you buy a month or a year, it costs less than that. It costs like $7 for the month, $60 for the year. And then it gets automatically delivered to you, which is different from the way it's been for the last 3 or 4 years where you'd actually had to go to the site to pick up last night's show. Now it comes to you automatically. You wake up in the morning, and there it is on your iPod.
You've got David on your iPod.
That's right.
Ah,
now, we have a nice free one, too. So, you know, I mean, people, we do a little 10-minute podcast after the fact that has its own unique sort of FCC-unfriendly content associated with it.
Now, what would that be?
No, I mean, believe me, guests who are usually third hour of the show, we do it right after the show ends, guests who are the third hour of the show usually hang with us for the podcast. And I am amazed at the potty mouths on some of these big stars that we have on the show.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you know, you tell them, yeah, now you can swear, and they go to town. So,
oh,
you know, it's like the floodgates are loosened. But the point is, that's free, and the show itself, the 3-hour show, costs a little bit of money. But that's how you do this. You look at the content, the quality of the content, and so on, and see if you can see if it's going to be interesting to people to do it that way. And that's what I'm going to be talking about at NAB.
Yeah, and I think it's very interesting, and this conference is wrapped around more of, you went to the podcasting conference in Ontario, Southern California last year.
I spoke at it and was there for the whole time. It was just great to meet all these people that you only hear with the earbuds from your iPod, usually.
Right. You know, this conference is geared pretty much exclusively to broadcasters or people that are doing post-production work and creating content.
Sure.
What do you see different, David, with the audience that we're going to be talking to at NAB versus the people that go to the podcasting conference that was in Ontario last year?
Well, I think the people that were at the sort of mainstream podcasting community went to the podcasting convention, and I think that many of them were in for a pretty rude awakening when they started to get popular and they started to have a fan base. And they realized all of a sudden, oh my God, I don't have a choice anymore. I have to do this show.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen happen time and time again is that people enjoy doing this. It's sort of a cool thing to hear your own voice for a while. And then life takes over. And the concept of pod fade sort of came into play midsummer last year when one of the podcasters noticed that some of the other podcasters were sort of falling down on the job. In radio, you don't have a choice. I mean, and you don't really think about it as having a choice. You have a job. You go to work every day. You do your show. It is what you do for a living. And it's one of the things that I talked about a couple of years ago when,
Here's the problem. The internet people, and I'm one of them, so I get it, they often say, we're going to kill traditional media all the time, going all the way back to Den and all those people, you know, you, 60 Minutes, we're going to kill you. Next year you'll be off the air. You know, that's a bunch of malarkey. It really is. Traditional media and new media can peacefully coexist and share technology and approaches all the time. But the fact of the matter is that people have fallen down. They've sort of said, hey, this isn't all as fun as I thought it would be, and in fact, it's a drudge. It's a bore. So I think maybe I don't want to do this anymore.
Now, it's definitely happened. David, how do we get more information on the David Lawrence program?
DavidLawrenceShow.com or PodcastDesign.com.
Cool stuff. That was the legendary David Lawrence. You can look for him at NAB April 23rd at the Podcasting Summit. For more information, you can go to NABShow.com. Click on conferences and then click on podcasting. You're listening to the Inside Mac Show. We'll be right back.
Thanks so much for listening to Inside Mac Radio. Isn't this great? Hey, it's David Lawrence, and I'd love if you would listen to my podcasts as well. I've got two of them. One is a podcast for my countdown show, the Net Music Countdown. You can get it at feeds.feedburner.com/NMC. And then I have a second one for those of you that listen online tonight or the David Lawrence Show. We've got the nightly podcast, and that you can pick up at feeds.feedburner.com/PN. So there's two of them for you. And now, back to more of Inside Mac Radio.
Inside your life.
Business.
Your home.
Inside your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
With Scott Shepard.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Show is brought to you by the digital production buzz of Philip Hodges, the digital production buzzmeister. You can check him out Thursday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. live on the internet or podcast thereafter at digitalproductionbuzz.com. Cool stuff there. So this whole deal with NABs can be huge.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like this is the conference to go check out if you're in the creative, I guess if you're in the creative community whatsoever. If you're just a home hobbyist, it really is the place to take a look at.
Just, the podcasting deal alone. You know, there's going to be a two-day track. You're presenting.
Yes.
I'm doing a bunch of sessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have one of the highest-end attorneys from Madison Avenue doing a session on legal. So if you've been to other conferences that deal with podcasting, but you actually want to hear the word from the man that's really into all this copyright issues and licensing, this is a guy to see.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Rossini,
very important because you don't
high
want,
end.
Yes, that's right. You want to be able to starting out with without having people coming and chasing after you later. I mean, that's a good way to do
it. And Neil says that the attendees will be quite surprised by his presentation. So there'll be lots of good legal stuff, and Neil is the man when it comes to copyright laws. I mean, these guys are, he's like the number one attorney on Madison Avenue that deals with copyright issues for all the big biggies.
Wow.
So anybody that goes alone, just the price that it costs to go to the podcasting conference alone is worth it to see Neil talk alone.
Yeah.
You can actually get the scoop on really what's up.
Yeah.
And what you can use. So it'll be an interesting time in the Lando pod.
Yeah, I think this is interesting because I think this is the first time that podcasting has been sort of elevated to this level. I mean, they're seeing a tremendous amount of interest in podcasting. All of a sudden this year, it's just, last year it was sort of hobbyists, and now this year it's going big, and you have lots of people jumping into it. You have major media companies jumping in and getting involved. And so if you do attend the podcasting conference, there'll be some big names in the audience. I mean, there's some big people from all the different major media outlets.
The signups are going good so far. It's going to be a full house, I think.
Oh, it's going to be huge.
We're going to rock this deal.
It's going to rock. Oh, yes. Plus, you're in Vegas. I mean, what? How bad could it be, you know?
It's like, never bad, man. It's all good. Vegas rocks.
Oh, yes. So, it should be a great show. We're going to be shooting some Inside Mac TV while we're there.
We are. We're actually going to be doing NAB Live, the official NAB video podcast from the show floor. We're going to be in the FMC NAB booth. We have a studio set up that's basically a 10 by 30 space. So we have a full studio, all kinds of gear.
All kinds of toys.
We're going to be doing interviews right there on the floor. We're going to be running around doing some run and gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on the show floor at NAB. We'll be in the NAB FMC booth shooting video, doing interviews with all the high rollers.
Yeah.
Apple, Avid, Sony, Panasonic, JVC, Harris, you name it. We're going to rock the deal.
Yeah, we got to shoot some helicopters. The guys with the helicopters on the floor.
We are going to do some segments to shoot the helicopters. Doesn't have anything to do with the Mac.
They can just take one of the helicopters. Can we get out on one of the helicopters and shoot around? That'd be great.
They should. I think they have some outside. Maybe they'll take us for a little ride.
That would be cool. Do a spin in a helicopter. That makes some good TV.
A new Bell Ranger.
Yeah.
With a high definition 1080p camera.
Flying
full gyro stabilized.
That's right. Flying down the strip. We'll just be shooting down the strip.
Cool stuff, man.
It'll be nice. Yeah. It's going to be very, very cool.
And hopefully we'll see more stuff here at NAB with an actual IT digital workflow. Because I can tell you right now, tapes are a bummer.
Oh, yeah, that experience. You realize that now. Isn't that funny?
I hate tapes.
Hey, but tapes, at least you have a backup archive. I mean, it would be cool. I mean, if you ever are going to an IT workflow, make sure you have a tape, another backup, because, two are better than one in case you have a hard drive failure or something, or you lose the media and erasure.
No, I mean, you definitely want to shoot with a tape, but if you can actually...
if you can go to direct disk,
direct to disk at the same time.
It's very cool.
The way to go, man.
Yeah.
Just so much time wasted capturing, but that's another story. You're listening to the Inside Mac Radio program. More stuff coming up here. We're going to have Colin Smith later in the hour from Photoshop Cafe because we have Photoshop World coming up here next week in Miami Beach, Florida. We'll be right back.
The Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California is home to the world's largest collection of computer-related artifacts, including rare and one-of-a-kind objects such as the Apple I, the 20th anniversary Mac, and the Palm Pilot prototype. For tours and events or more information, please visit www.computerhistory.org or call 650-810-1010.
Momentum for your Macintosh. Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
You wish to leave a record of your call.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by OS X FAQ for all the cool information about Mac OS X, Unix, news of the day, Apple updates, you name it. Check it out, osxfaq.com. Right now on the line here, we have Kevin Ames, the legendary digital photographer from Atlanta, Georgia. How are we doing, Kevin?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good. We got Photoshop World coming up here next week. Tell us what Kevin's doing at Photoshop World.
Well, I am going to be speaking in the theater on the trade show floor. I'm going to be doing a couple of classes. And one that's kind of fun is there are two theaters now on the trade show floor. So attendees get bonus sessions that are going to be a lot of fun over and above what they would attend in regular session. I'm going to be doing one on presenting digital photographs on paper, PDF, and the web, and get this, it will be in the Microsoft Theater.
Wow.
That's fun.
Oh.
And then I'm going to do unlimited undos forever in the regular theater, and that's going to be on Wednesday and Thursday. And also on Thursday afternoon, I'm doing a signing at the Wiley booth in the trade show for my two books that I have out, Photoshop CS, The Art of Photographing Women, and Digital SLR Photography with Photoshop CS2, all in one for dummies.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You're in the Microsoft booth. That's a wild one.
How'd you get in the
Microsoft Theater, not booth, theater.
Okay.
So it's sort of like you're at Pac Bell Stadium or something.
and you've got a Bell South T-shirt on, or I guess it's AT&T now, isn't it?
Something like that. I don't know what they are called anymore.
So I'm wondering. I'm going to show up, and I may have to cover up that Apple on my PowerBook. I don't know if that's going to work.
Tape over
or not.
It.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Since I'm in the Microsoft Theater, I'll give the Windows shortcuts before the ones for Apple, even though A does come before M, and we usually do it in that order.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's always a safe, happy way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm into compromise. I know that not everybody can own an Apple and, benefit from all the things we do on Inside Mac Radio. I understand that. So we got to help out the, do we still call them heathen boxes?
Pretty much. I haven't seen a cool piece of Windows software, hardware yet.
Yeah, unless it has that new dual boot where it can run XP on the, somebody's now booting XP on the...
Have you seen that on the web, Kevin? There's people that have these new MacBook Pros and the new iMacs, and somehow they've claimed that there's no way to put XP on this because the chip architecture is sort of like
it's
a server thing.
It's the BIOS, yeah.
Somehow someone's done it and they're running XP now on Macs.
Yeah, they're getting around the EFI BIOS, yeah.
See, what I'm interested in is when are they going to put the OS X operating system on a Windows machine?
Oh, no.
Why would you do that?
That's just like, you're just asking for trouble. I mean, nothing's going to... Well,
there are people out there that do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, Photoshop World is looking really good this year. It's going to be really fun to be back in Miami. This, I think, is the second time they've done it in Miami Beach. And I think we're going to have just an amazing event. There's some really great new photographers that are speaking at Photoshop World. Actually, they're not new photographers. They're new to Photoshop World. Jay Mizell, and he is truly the one that earns the legendary moniker, because he has been making amazing photographs for 40-some years.
Yeah.
Just brilliant. And he's going to be there. And our friend Julianne Kost from Adobe, her very first book is out now, and it's called From the Window Seat. And the images that she shot from an airplane window in all of her travels and people about Photoshop are just outstanding.
Kevin, how do we get a hold of Kevin Ames, your books? You got new stuff coming. We got about 20 seconds, buddy.
AmesPhoto.com, AmesPhoto.com. Seeing everybody at Photoshop World.
Yep, we'll see you there, buddy. I'll see you Wednesday morning in Miami Beach, Florida. That was Kevin Ames, a legendary digital photographer from Atlanta. You're listening to the Inside Mac Radio program. We'll be right back.
Hey, have you seen the latest issue of Macworld?
Not yet, but it might be in my mailbox today.
Wait till you see it. It's got the best reviews on those hot new products you've been raving about. I just love looking at all the new stuff. Sometimes I wish Macworld came twice a month.
You know, you can always find the latest stuff on their websites. That's what I do when I can't wait. Just go to Macworld.com.
Oh yeah, I gotta remember that. Macworld.com has all the latest reviews, plus archived product info from back issues. That way, I can get my Mac fixed when I need it.
Yeah, and don't forget, you can also compare the current prices on Macworld Product Finder and find out the latest Mac news at MacCentral.com. They've got enough to satisfy even the most avid Mac lover.
www.macworld.com. Find everything you need to know and more right now.
Macintosh for the new millennium.
This is Inside Mac.
Inside Mac.
Get on live now at 800-490-0058 or email us
at radio@insidemac.com.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by the listeners of Inside Mac.
Thank you, listeners.
Yes, you want to hear more information about, you know, send us an email on what you want to hear. You have a certain topic you want to hear, a certain piece of software, you have an idea. Send us an email at radio@insidemac.com, and we will accommodate your request. Right now, we have our buddy on the line, Colin Smith. Colin runs and is the king of Photoshop Cafe. How are we doing, Colin?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Good. So give us a little background for our listeners. Who's Colin Smith, and what do you do?
All right. Well, I run Photoshop Cafe, as you just mentioned, and we're doing really well. We've been on the web for about 5 years right now, and we're... currently in the top position with the online resources for Photoshop. And what I do is I teach people how to do a bunch of different things, from tips and tricks to designing websites to working with digital photography, pretty much cover the whole gamut in Photoshop. And I spend most of my time designing and writing books and working on the site and preparing training materials.
Now, isn't Photoshop Cafe like the number one online website for Photoshop on the planet?
It's the number one free resource for Photoshop on the planet, yeah.
Okay, so if you want to pay...
If you want to pay, you might find some other places, but we are the, as far as like the free ones, we're at the top, yeah.
There you go. So he's the number one site for Photoshop, unless you want to cough up a bunch of money for who knows what. Colin, you've also written a bunch of books. Tell us about your book stuff. You've done a ton of these things, and you got a brand new one coming out here, too.
Yeah, actually, I've written 14 books so far on Photoshop, and I've got a few more in the wings, but yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with those. But the new one I'm writing right now is actually really interesting. It's a completely different topic than what I've written on before, and it's on Flash. And a lot of people don't realize I've been using Flash since year dot, you know, when Flash actually used to be Fuchsia Flash. And I've really had a lot of fun playing around with the program and designing websites and you know, just really tinkering around with it. And just over the last year, I was talking with Peach Pit, and we've kicked off this book. It's going to be called How to Wow for Flash. And we're actually right in the middle of it right now. And it's going to be really cool because what it's doing is hitting a different niche. It's for people that know how to use the basic interface but don't know how to create all the cool effects that they see on the web and multimedia. So what we're doing is actually going through a lot of those different effects that you see on the web and go, wow, that's really cool how they do that. And then just breaking it down step by step in the same kind of fashion that I write my Photoshop books, you know, where it's just step by step where anyone can follow along and they'll be able to achieve all these great effects like putting video on the web and making things move and bounce and drag and, you know, all those cool things to interact with their web pages.
Now, you've also done some interesting books that actually show you how to use, like, Photoshop with Dreamweaver and some different combinations of these things.
Yeah, actually, I wrote the first two books on Photoshop Dreamweaver integration, and I don't know if there's any out right now, but at the time, they were the only two books on the market. I guess because at that time, Adobe and Macromedia were separate companies, and but those books have been really well received, where people can use both the programs together. You know, because everybody designs a web page in Photoshop, and then most people are using Dreamweaver when it comes to putting it together and rigging it up and making it work.
Yeah, yeah, I have the same kind of problems. I know the integration is kind of, well, it could be a whole lot better because usually what you wind up doing is slicing it, for me, is like slicing up the image and dropping it into little separate tables and then trying to reassemble it back into Dreamweaver. And then putting, you know, hotspots in the individual table image outlets. But now with the integration going forward, I imagine it'll be really, really cool with Adobe and Macromedia.
Yeah, it's. I'm really excited to see what they're going to do with the programs to make them work. You know, up till now, it's really, you just got to take certain strategies when you're making a web page in Dreamweaver, in Photoshop. You're thinking about what you're going to be doing later on in Dreamweaver, so you kind of prepare your web page a certain way. So it's going to be a lot more palatable when it goes in. And but in the future, I think there's going to be some really exciting things, not just with that, but also with Flash and Photoshop.
Yeah, yeah. I love Flash. I think it's just so nice for just so many uses. Just, you know, it makes great, obviously makes great web pages. It makes great animations. It's a wonderful program, wonderful, fantastic. And now with the integration between the two, I mean, what's going forward is going to be fantastic, I think, looking
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And also, I think the thing I'm really excited about Flash right now is with video, because I've got my training DVDs and CDs. All of those are made in Flash, so I've kind of been following Flash along the years of the progress it's made in video. But this last version of Flash 8, I think is going to revolutionize the web with video stuff, because there's a new codec. It's got the Onto VP6 codec, which is really high quality, streams really well, and downloads really fast. The file sizes are pretty small, and now you can actually mask out things with green screen. So you can
you get true compositing in Flash, which is, it's just actually not even, boy, it's like, whew, how many codecs out there just have a true 444 kind of alpha channel, 444 color and then a true alpha channel. It's just, you know, that's very nice. Really good stuff. You know?
Yeah, I think it's, we're going to see some really cool things happening on the web over the next year or so using this new technology. It's really great.
It is beautiful video stuff. Now, Colin, you're going to Photoshop World next week.
Yes, we'll be down there in Miami, Florida. Yep.
Now, you doing any speaking? You have a booth there, selling books, videos. What's Colin up to in Miami?
Okay, well, we're going to have our Photoshop Cafe booth down there. It's booth number 400 and something. I forget the exact number, but you'll find us. And yeah, we're going to be there with all our videos and doing demos of all of that stuff. And, you know, happy to talk to people and meet people and answer any questions anyone may have and just generally chat about Photoshop.
Yeah, that'll always be fun. Now, what else is up with Colin here lately? Well, you were just at Flash Forward with us in Seattle.
Yeah, I was just up there in Flash Forward, and it was actually my first Flash Forward I've been to, and I really enjoyed that event. It was great, and looking forward to the next one in Austin.
Yeah, Linda and Bruce put on a great show.
Oh, yeah, definitely, and it was great to see how it's grown and also how it's matured. You know, the whole Flash crowd is really starting to change. You know, there's a lot more developers starting to come into Flash than there was before. But also, you know, with Flash 8, there's a lot of the designers are getting pretty excited again because there's a lot of good design features in there, finally.
Yeah. It's one of those tools that just it's pretty amazing because it's one of those tools that is just very simple to animate things in. I've used a lot of different animation programs over the years, but that one just it's just something about Flash and the way it's laid out just makes it easier to animate. You know, like you're saying, for the videos and for all kinds of things, it's just easy.
Yeah, it's just you know I got to say, you know, it's just a really fun program to use. I've had a lot of fun over the years. I must admit my early stuff is really embarrassing.
Yeah.
But you know, it does have a little bit of a learning curve, but it's just a heck of a lot of fun to play with.
Yeah, it's a great tool.
Yeah.
Now, Colin, where do we tell us about some of your training videos and the books, and where we can get these and look at maybe some samples, and what's up with all that stuff?
Okay. As far as the videos, just go to my website, photoshopcafe.com/videos, I think it is, or just go to photoshopcafe.com and click on the videos button, and you'll see the videos. Currently, we have one that's really selling like hotcakes, is the Wacom tablet one.
Yes.
I cannot believe how many people have come to me and said, thank you for making this tool. You know, I have the tablet, and it's been sitting in my closet because I don't know how to use it. I honestly cannot believe how many people have told me that. I've really been surprised by the success of that video.
I think it's just something that should just be built, like, and rather than shipping a keyboard, you should just have an option for just a Wacom tablet. You know,
it's
that useful.
I mean, I honestly cannot imagine using Photoshop, or why anyone would even consider using Photoshop without a tablet, because it just makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you're used to drawing with a pen all your life, and then all of a sudden, they put someone in front of a computer and give them a soap on the rope and say, all right, start drawing.
Soap on the rope, I like that.
I mean, it doesn't make much sense.
What am I supposed to do with this thing? Wash myself? I don't know.
but then the problem is that people, you know, they start using the tablet, and they're still using it like a mouse. They've got all these features and all this functionality at their fingertips, and a lot of people are not even aware of the functionality that is there with the tablet.
Mm.
And that was the purpose of Wes Maggio and myself when we put this together, was to, you know, let people make the full use out of this tablet. You know, what's the point in buying a tablet if you're not really using it? So the feedback from that has just been amazing. And then we've got, you know, a few other ones there, you know, like Scott mentioned the Photoshop Dreamweaver integration.
Mm.
And then we've had another one which has been a really huge sell. It's actually into second version now, is the Photoshop Secret for Digital Photographers.
Wow.
Hey,
Colin, how do we get more information on what you're up to, the books, the training videos, and all the kind of cool stuff that Colin Smith is into?
Yeah, if you head over to Photoshop Cafe, we've got tons and tons of content on there. You know, talk about all the books and the videos, news, tips and tricks, tutorials, forums, contest. I mean, it's all there at Photoshop Cafe.
Cool. Thanks, buddy. That was Colin Smith. We'll see you next week in Miami Beach. You're listening to the Inside Mac Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a real estate agent? Then listen up. I've got something for you. NewHomePodcast.com. It's an exciting new way to reach an audience of home buyers that really understand technology and are fascinated with the new podcasts that are springing up everywhere. Now imagine having a dedicated, rabid audience that is in the market to buy or sell a home and wants every edge in getting the latest information. Maybe they're relocating to your area, maybe they're upgrading or downsizing, maybe they're first-time home buyers that are brand new to the process. Well, you can be their guide, and do so with professionally produced, up-to-the-minute podcasts that are delivered automatically to their computers and iPods. And that means sales for you. We make it simple. We do all the online setup, all the production, all the delivery of the podcast. All you have to do when you want to do an episode is make a phone call. Now, we do this on a zip code exclusive basis, and zip codes are going fast. So go to the website to see if your area is still available. It's newhomepodcast.com. That's newhomepodcast.com.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepherd is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio program is brought to you by DVDXDV. If you want to get that cool content off that DVD, sticking into iMovie, iDVD, Final Cut Studio, whatever.
What about an iPod?
Yeah. Do that, too. I hear there's a new version might be coming out that lets you do automatic...
Straight to the iPod.
Straight to the iPod. Straight we'll have to look iPod. For that soon at DVDXDV.com. Even maybe some universal binaries there, too. You never know.
You bet.
So, we've had a great show today. We've had some very interesting, diverse, different guests. We had, we'll give you a little rundown of what we talked about, so in case you missed anything, you can go back and grab the podcast later. We had Philip Hodges on doing the Digital Production Buzz weekly post-production news. We had Andy Shella doing the Mac Design Out of the Box tip, talking about some great stuff there. Sam Levin was on doing his cool Mac picks, picked himself up an iPod Hi-Fi.
And I think the best thing he said is, I bought it.
I know. I don't know if I believe
I
that.
I bought it.
I don't believe that.
Sammy bought it. That's like an endorsement. He bought he paid for it.
We'll see on that one. That one's still out for the jury. I don't know.
Yes. No, it's a great product. It's a fabulous product.
Then we had Burt Monroy in studio.
Yes.
The legendary photorealistic king of Photoshop, Burt Monroy, was here. So he's unveiling a brand new painting at Photoshop World here in Miami next week. 10 foot across by 41 inches. Crazy.
Huge.
Yeah.
You can just and it's
He
just,
sells his prints. I wonder what that one's going to cost.
I just think the printing alone would be enough. Just because of the amount of detail it goes
in. You know
what's
interesting? Burt has always had, he's had these certain amount of prints that he's had for a while, mm-hmm. right? And he used to have them on his website, and you could buy like a full-size print of it that was, 18 by 24, but a nice size picture.
Uh-huh.
It's a big piece of fine art.
Yeah.
And he had them on his website for, $100. No one ever bought them. He raised the price to like $1,600, and he's selling them like hotcakes. That's great. I'm glad he's doing it.
Oh, if we all could be so lucky.
Yeah, but they're beautiful pictures, and they're all signed by Burt. I think he only prints like 10, and that's it.
Yo, wow. Limited edition. I don't think he would need to print much more at $1,600.
I don't know.
That's pretty really much that. Would,
maybe they're less. I don't know. I mean, the stuff is cool. You have to go to BurtMonroy.com.
Wow.
And he makes smaller ones, too, so you can actually get a piece of Burt art signed.
Wow.
Or just go to Photoshop World or one of the gigs he's up to and have him sign your forehead.
Yeah.
Don't wash it off. You're dialed.
Yeah, that's right.
So cool stuff with Birdie's got a new podcast going with those other cats.
Those other people.
Yeah.
No, they're all nice guys. We love them. They're great.
So pretty neat stuff happening with those guys. And in the second hour of the show, in this hour, we had David Lawrence, a legendary broadcaster from the Hollywood Hills now. Used to be in D.C. and Virginia now.
Oh, nice. It's nice.
Yeah,
nice little town.
Hollywood guys,
It's fun.
So we had Davis talking about the NAB Podcasting Summit.
Yeah.
What he's going to be talking about, what's going on with that deal, and how to educate traditional broadcasters how to repurpose their content and make money on it.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty neat stuff going there. We had Kevin Ames on from Atlanta talking about what he's doing at Photoshop World, because we do have Photoshop World coming up here next week.
Yeah.
So this show sort of themed about Photoshop World.
Well, I think the other theme was go out and get yourself a Wacom tablet.
Yeah, I want a Wacom tablet. I'm drooling for one of those deals. And then we just had Colin Smith on, the purveyor of Photoshop Cafe, the number one traffic Photoshop free website on the planet. So you can check that out at photoshopcafe.com. I'd like to thank the sponsors of the Inside Mac Show: Micromat, DVD, XDV, MCE Technologies, Lynda.com, Creative Pro, Mac Update, Printing for Less, and the Digital Production Buzz. You can find out more information about Inside Mac at www.insidemacradio.com. We'll be back with you next week with more cool information and reports from Photoshop World, and just a bunch of cool stuff going, and more information from the podcasting summit that we are putting on in association with NAB and Future Media Concepts. You can check that out at nabshow.com/conferences. Click on the podcasting summit. Check it out. We'll be back. Take care. See you soon. Bye.